Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
On Friday night, it was a 7-1 final. Saturday, only slightly closer. 5-1, the Blackhawks topped the Tri-City Storm for the second consecutive night. Waterloo had two in the first, two in the third before Tri-City scored their goal with only a little less than 5 minutes remaining, and then an empty netter to make it a three-goal third period. Here is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The early goal was very early, the earliest that the Blackhawks have scored this season. Renzel bouncing one toward Lindbergh, then to the Tri-City line. It comes to the slot. Here's O'Connell, stick handling, shooting. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Gavin O'Connell just a minute and 4 seconds into the first period. The second goal of the season for Gavin O'Connell. It was assisted by Gavin Lindbergh and Sam Renzel just a minute, 4 seconds into the game, and the Hawks were off and running with a 1-0 lead. Tri-City had a lot of shots after that. They had the game's first power play, but Waterloo turned everything aside in those early minutes. The Hawks had a great chance to break the game open in the opening period with a long 5-on-3 advantage, but could not capitalize on the chance, and it looked like the game might go to intermission with the Hawks just ahead 1-0, but the Blackhawks were back in another power play situation and got something out of it. Renzel across the line, flips it across to the right wing boards. O'Connell moves into the circle, side of the net, bouncing puck. Lindbergh trying to get control of it, then centered one, poked toward the net, save on Shifsky, rebound taken, and Waterloo scores! Shifsky and Lindbergh near the front of the net. Lindbergh wouldn't get up on it, got the puck back and lifted it by Erickson with just 3 8/10 seconds left to go. Second point of the night for Gavin Lindbergh, a power play goal with 3.8 seconds left before the first intermission, at the moment listed as an unassisted goal for Lindbergh. The shots on goal favored the Tri-City Storm pretty heavily in the first period. By the intermission, the Hawks had gotten it a little closer than it had been, but ultimately Waterloo tipped the balance in the second period, really taking initiative in this game. And at the second intermission, even though the score hadn't changed, Waterloo was out shooting the Storm at that point 23-20. In the third, the Hawks didn't wait long to add to the lead. Here's a chance for Connor Brown. He scores! Here come the Hawks. That developed quickly through the neutral zone as Brown was sprung across the Tri-City blue line, cut through the left wing circle, and Connor Brown has goals in back-to-back games. Connor Brown with his third of the season. It was assisted by Ben Robertson and James Hong, giving the Blackhawks a 3-0 edge at 1:46 of the third period. Then at 6:06, the Hawks able to add another valuable insurance goal, and Connor Brown and James Hong were involved in it once again. Brown picks it up in the neutral zone. Brown into the offensive end, drop pass. Hong moves in, shooting. He scores! Here come the Hawks. James Hong beat Ranishitz clean to the glove side. It's 4-0 Waterloo, and Hong has goals in back-to-back games. Hong with his fifth of the season, assisted by Connor Brown, and also an assist to Nicholas DeGraves. Hawks up 4-0. There were a sequence of Tri-City power plays in the latter half of the third period. The Blackhawks did allow the Storm to break through at 15:05 when Tanner Adams put a shot off of a Blackhawk defender. It took a Tri-City bounce from there up over Emmett Crotto. As Adams was shooting from a sharp angle, it landed in between the pipes and made it 4-1. Adams assisted by Drew Montgomery and Cale Ashcroft. And then Tri-City would go back to the power play twice over, and they lifted their netminder Sebastian Ranishitz to make it a 6-on-3 situation. 45 seconds on the two-man advantage. Nizhmayev, left wing circle. Comes to the top of the ring, then back for a shot by Tornquist that's blocked sprawling. Shot blocked by Baker. A one-time drive doesn't get through. A try for the empty net by Procius. He scores! A shorthanded empty net goal by Tyler Procius. And Waterloo leads 5-1 at 17:28. Procius' first of the season. The empty netter shorthanded, unassisted at 17:28. And that's how the game finished, with the Blackhawks on top, 5-1. Waterloo working through the rest of that 5-on-3 power play for Tri-City unscathed and carrying the 5-1 lead to the end. Hawks 1-for-5 on the power play. Tri-City's goal came just after their power play ended, so officially 0-for-5, but their lone goal in the game came as the result of a power play, if not officially a power play goal. In the third period, ultimately that power play time allowed the Storm to tip the balance of shots on goal back in their favor. They outshot the Hawks 34-33 for the game and 14-10 in the third period. Emmett Crotto with the win, 33 saves to get it. Crotto improves his record to 4-5-0 with a solid performance. His victory tonight is the first to his credit since a very strong overtime performance against the Omaha Lancers on October the 22nd. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Prepare your autumn meals on a Traeger grill. Barbecue, braise, roast, smoke, bake, and grill with Traeger grills from Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Waterloo Blackhawks have won 4 straight for the first time since late February, early March of 2020. And the Blackhawks, with 2 wins against Tri-City, now 4-1-0 during an 8-game homestand, which continues against the Lincoln Stars with Friday and Saturday games next weekend at Young Arena.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.